Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Good morning. Monday morning motivation. I'm coming from a different location today because it's a little later and I know that the office would be busy by this point. So I thought I would do my Monday morning motivation from my loft and my cow chair. One of those purchases that I just had to have. Two couch chairs. And so that's what I did. I bought two couch chairs for my loft. And before I opened my real estate brokerage, this is where I did a lot of work. It's a very large loft and it's got a desk and it's got couches and everything. So very comfortable. So I thought I would do a Monday morning motivation this morning, not so much based on business, but based on kind of life and the choices that we make and what holds us back from making choices. I had a very interesting conversation last week from a young lady who's going to be joining the brokerage in a little while. But what I found fascinating was she had sent me her resume, and her resume, it was so similar to sort of the way that I have led my life. And I'll give you a little example. So she's from a different country, and she, from a young age, decided that she wanted to study somewhere else. So she studied in Canada. And once she finished here, she went back home. Then from there, she started moving around different countries around the world. And for different purposes, you know, if she wanted to take a course here or she wanted to experience life there, she went out and did it because she was young. She was able to. And this sort of went on for many, many years, different places, different countries, always trying to find, you know, sort of what was her calling. What should she do? What interests her? And in doing that, she gained a lot of experience with life, with people. And what's interesting is that the majority of people that I imagine she would sit down with, show that resume to, would likely say, well, you know, she obviously isn't very stable. You know, she could get up and go at any time. And these types of answers. And that's, I think, how I'm a little bit different, because when I left Canada, I was 22 and I decided I was going to go to Europe. I got a job there. Basically 4 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call saying, hey, would you like a job teaching English and working in the kindergarten? And I said, sure, I'll come. So 2 weeks later, I left with a suitcase and a trunk. Remember those old trunks? I actually filled a trunk with, I don't know, like 30 things, and off I went to Europe, and I ended up staying for 18 years. But, you know, I think that's probably one of the best decisions that I ever made, because one, I left my comfort zone. And you cannot grow as a person if you don't ever leave your comfort zone. And I mean that you need to do it willingly, not you got thrown into a situation and now you have to figure out your way. but actually face a fear of whatever it is. I was fearful of moving to a European country. I didn't know the language. Although my father was from that country, we never spoke Greek at home. So therefore, moving to this foreign country was very difficult. Back when I was there, you know, 18, 20 years ago, and then, you know, take another 18 years off of that, you know, people were speaking English, but there was definitely more Greek being spoken than English. So why am I telling you this story? Because when I got there and I realized the school, sorry, there's this notification, let me get rid of it. When I got there and I realized that this school that I was going to be working at really wasn't quite what I wanted to do, and I had to get other jobs. I had to teach English as a second language in the afternoons and evenings. So basically I worked from 6:30 in the morning until 2, and then at 2:30 I would start my second job teaching English as a second language, sometimes till 9 o'clock at night. That went on for years, and what I always wanted to do was improve myself. How can I one-up myself and move to a better school and a better school and a better school? And that's what I did. Every basically 2 years, I would move to a better school. And then when I had been there and I had gained experience at that school, I had moved to a better school. So I always tried to do this in my life. To an outsider looking at my resume, they may have thought that I was unstable because I kept moving around. But what they didn't realize is that there was a method to my madness, and I always wanted to improve and learn even more. So as a teacher teaching in Europe, I knew that if I got into a private English school, that was the creme de la creme. And so that's what I looked for. I looked for the best private English schools that I could learn and really hone my craft, as they say, and become a really great teacher. So then once I actually reached the top of the schooling system in the European country where I was at, and I was at the top school, I then decided, well, now what? So then I got my master's degree in education and became a professor at the university. So this went on, and I digressed a little bit, but the whole point is, a person who is judgmental will look at that resume and say, well, this person is unstable. Why couldn't they hold one job as a teacher in one place? What they don't realize is that sometimes people move around in order to find where they're meant to be, or in order to find what they really love doing in a place that they love doing. And so when I looked at her resume, I could understand what she was trying to do. I could understand that her reason for moving around in different jobs was because she was trying to find where she wanted to be and where she needed to be. Now, I could be wrong. So this is, I think, the reason why people are so judgmental, because what if I hire this person and they leave? Whereas my thought process is, what if I hire this person and they're amazing? What if I hire this person and they are one of the best real estate agents that has ever walked this earth? A lot of people didn't give me the opportunity to show them what I could do because they already passed judgment over the amount that I had, taught in different schools and so on. Had they given me the opportunity, they would have seen that I could have taught anything under the sun and always gotten a good result for the students, because I always learned what are my students' best traits. I knew that there were different learning styles in every classroom, and so I taught to each one of those learning styles. Very much like opening a brokerage now. Before I opened my brokerage, I had many people say to me, well, how do you know it'll work? How do you know you'll find agents to work there? How do you know you'll still be able to sell real estate? How do you know that you'll survive in the town that you open? How do you know? And so many questions. So once again, my response is, but what if it works? And a friend of mine who reminded me, so the thought going through my mind when I opened a brokerage was, open the doors and they will come. And it's blind faith. And sometimes you just need to have blind faith in whatever decision that you want to make. And, you know, don't listen to the judgment that people pass over you. If I were to sit back and worry about every decision or every agent or every person that I hire as to whether or not it'll work out, I would never be anywhere in life. You have to take a risk on people. You have to take a risk and believe in yourself in order to move forward. So again, what's the worst thing that could happen? I don't typically think like that, but the worst thing is that that agent doesn't work out and they go somewhere else. Okay, that's fine, because someone else will come in the door who I will be able to help and who will want to stay. So, you know, rather than what's the worst thing that could happen, what if you changed your mindset and said to yourself, but what's the best thing that could happen if I worked there? Or what's the best thing that could happen if I made that decision? Making mistakes is okay. And failing at something is okay, because it's how you recover from the mistake and it's how you recover from the failure that actually matters. So, you know, in talking with agents every day, people across the country, because I've got friends in different countries, because I go and I speak in different places and I go to masterminds and I put myself out there. And, you know, it's never been easy, you know, getting on a plane to go to a mastermind in another country where the first time I went, I didn't know anyone other than a couple of people in the room. It's scary, sure it is. But if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't meet, or I wouldn't have met, the amazing people that I've met. If I hadn't gone to some of the networking events in Toronto for various real estate events or business events on my own, not knowing whether I would know anyone there or not, I would never have met half of the wonderful people that I've met to date. So unless we put ourselves out there, unless we deliberately go against our comfort zone, because it's uncomfortable, it's scary, it's fearful, but that's okay. Because I am telling you, amazing things exist outside of that comfort zone. And it's such a cliche, I know. You know, we have all these posts on Facebook where you have you and then you have your comfort zone. But it's so true. So many people don't realize. And if you've never taken that step outside of your comfort zone, you don't know what you're missing. I'm like a move out of your comfort zone junkie now. And it's wonderful because it works out. It works out if you believe in yourself and if you believe that what you want is right over there. And instead of thinking about what's the worst that can happen, try thinking, imagine what's the best thing that could happen if I made that move. If I made that decision, if I decide to go to that place, because in my experience, I have found that typically that decision that you are so fearful of doing will be the decision that changes everything in your life. And we know that in life, it's baby steps that will move you along, or as John Cheplak says, tiny hinges swing big doors. It doesn't take big things to make a big change. It's the little things that you do that will move you along. And I'm going to leave you there today. Try to move out of your comfort zone. Try not to be so fearful of all the decisions that you need to make, because they will work out. And if they don't, who cares? It's just one thing that you're going to fix and move on. Really, it's that simple. It's not complicated at all. I wish you a fantastic week. It's our last week of March. We are moving into spring and April. I keep hoping that spring's coming, but I know it's there. And I have a fantastic guest this Saturday at 11 a.m. live right here on Facebook. Her name is Nikki Clark. To me, she's like the Canadian Oprah. She is so calming. She interviewed me 4 years ago, and it was such a wonderful experience that I thought, how great would it be if I could interview the lady who interviews so many people when she has a show as well. So that's who I'm going to be welcoming on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So if you are around, wonderful. If not, you'll be able to come back and watch it a little bit later on. Have a great week, and I will see you on Saturday morning. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadieu.